Wealth gets easier when you simplify. You don't need 60 income streams. You need a few things that actually work pretty well and hedge against each other to keep your money safe and to keep you safe financially if one investment vehicle fails. So build systems and protect your margins for your business, and then use that extra money to invest, make it consistent. So consistency is also born out of simplification. So that's another thing that you can think about. How can I save more consistently? How can I set aside a portion of my income more consistently? Consistency really, really helps because, as you guys already know, money compounds, wealth compounds, and that's where the magic is. So the goal isn't to look successful, it's to be sustainable. So once again, ego is a thing that you have to fight.
Entrepreneurs love talking about business. However, it's no secret there's also so many things they love talking about which are not about business. In the Sea of Business podcast, none of your business is a refreshing break, a surprise kiss, an afternoon fizz. Through Carla Singson's cheeky and radical takes on mundane and principle-heavy topics, you'll gain insights that guarantee you something to talk about on your first Tinder date, while visiting grandma, or if you want to impress your new client. Big thanks to Proximity Outsourcing for sponsoring this episode. Outsource the most tedious marketing and management tasks in your agency for less than $15 an hour, fully managed. When you're tired of hiring cheap, unreliable talent, check out ProximityOutsourcing.com for more info. Tired of business podcasts? Tune into None of Your Business. New episodes monthly.
Hola, hola, and welcome to another episode of None of Your Business. I don't know why I started this by saying hola and speaking in Spanish. Maybe it's because I finally gave in and got regular Spanish classes. For those who don't know, I've been living in Mexico for 4 years now. I actually just became a permanent resident. Woohoo! Just 2 weeks ago. So I love that. I'm on my way to a Mexican citizenship, a second passport, which I'm really excited about. Being a Philippine passport holder is definitely not fun. And I had to jump through so many hoops just to visit other countries, apply to visas. And every time I go to this little immigration booth, whether I'm leaving the Philippines or I'm visiting a new country, it still makes me feel nervous because they treat people like us, people from developing countries, differently. If you have a passport that is pretty strong, you don't need visas to go anywhere or to go to most places, you will probably not be able to relate or not understand what I'm talking about. But for those who are from countries that have a weak passport, I'm right there with you guys, and I definitely experienced a lot of anxiety. And even till now, like 2 weeks ago, my husband and I went to Canada, and I've been a visa holder for probably 8 years now in Canada, and I can visit up to 6 months at a time, and 6 months per year, I think. And I can get multiple entry, but of course, I've never really even stayed more than 2 months, but I did spend a lot of time in Canada, and I love it there. And it's super close to Mexico as well. I guess not super, but it's pretty close. There is a direct flight from my city in Playa del Carmen to Toronto, and another one to Vancouver. Yes, we do have a direct flight, and I think in Calgary as well. But yeah, anyway, I don't want this to be a travel or passport podcast. But actually, as I was saying, when I was traveling before, what I mean was in my 20s, and this is the perfect transition. Actually, not super perfect, but good enough. Today, I will discuss about things that got better in my 30s. So I decided to do this podcast or to do this topic because recently, I've been hanging out with entrepreneur friends who are in their 20s. Shout out to Lauren and Nicholas, who I just met, and Jack Soria as well. So I've been hanging out with these young people around me and just getting to know them and other people as well. And I've just kind of been listening to them and observing. And I saw that there is a little bit of anxiety from these people. Not my friends specifically, but in general, some people would say that they want to hustle a lot in their 20s so that they're not working too much in their 30s. First of all, that is all about systems and wisdom. Your age has nothing to do with it because, as you guys already know, there are people who work until they're 70 and they still can't make the money thing work. They can't retire because they don't have enough funds, or they've made a few bad decisions in their career and in surgery transitions, and that stopped them from being able to live a comfortable life later in their lives. So it doesn't always follow that the more you hustle, the more comfortable your life is. And it's not insurance that because you work very hard in your 20s, you're gonna live a comfortable 30s. So that's actually where mentorship, books, guidance, community comes in, and of course, investing in systems. And if you own a business, which I assume you do, or maybe you want to start a business because you're listening to this podcast, that's also where the right people, the right teams, the right managers come into play. Also, quick shout out to my team, proximityoutsourcing.com. If you want to hire the best managers, the best creative teams, the best funnel builders for under 15 bucks an hour, give us a visit, proximityoutsourcing.com. Having the right team definitely helped me enjoy my 30s a lot. And this is where I am now. Me and my husband are in our mid 30s. And like I said, today's episode is for my 20 something entrepreneurs and even the 30 something entrepreneurs who are maybe feeling like they are still figuring out their lives, the ones grinding, experimenting, and trying to figure it all out. If you've ever felt like your 20s are chaos financially, emotionally, and physically, I have good news. Life doesn't just change in your 30s, my friends. It actually gets better, way better. And here are seven things that got better in my 30s. And I'll also give you a little bit of advice on how you can set them up early so you hit that decade already thriving. So let's go. First is let's talk about health. Health is definitely leverage. In my 20s, I could skip sleep, I could live on sugar. Sugar, not caffeine, because I'm allergic to caffeine, and I could still function, or so I thought. So I remember having this very short stint at a government job, very, very short stint, less than a month. And I would have a day job doing a regular 9 to 5 during the day, and then at night I would play poker. This is when I was starting my poker career, and I would like get 2 to 3 hours of sleep, wake up, shower, go to my day job, and I had no problem. And I felt super invincible back then, but I didn't know I was definitely killing some of my brain cells and hurting my health. Fortunately, that didn't last long because I quit my day job because I really wasn't performing. I wasn't even coming to work at the end of that, and I just felt bad. I didn't even get my pay. So I just worked for free for like 3 weeks. All good. I actually felt bad even like leaving that job. But in your 30s, your body goes through a lot of changes. You know, your metabolism is slower, you're moving less, I think. You get tired like faster. And it depends on how you lived your 20s. You know, if you have not been active in your 20s, or if you've always eaten like shit, then you're definitely gonna suffer in your 30s. But it's not the end. In your 30s, you can still teach your body how to feel and teach your body the good things. And you'll learn that energy is really your edge. So, two things that made a huge difference for me is number one, focusing on my sleep quality. And number two, making sure that I start my day with some sort of mindfulness. So sleep is, I cannot emphasize how important sleep is. And please scroll through this particular podcast in my earliest episodes during, I think, my first month, literally in podcasting, I talked about sleep because I am obsessed about making everyone sleep better because it has made a huge difference in my life. And you sleep well, your day starts out well, and then your body is fully rested, your immune system is strong, you don't get sick easily. Let me tell you guys, the last time I was in a hospital, it was because like I broke my arm, and this was in second grade. So I rarely get sick. Actually, I have a pretty good immune system, and the more I paid attention to my sleep, increased the quality of my sleep, the better my body is at handling energy. So I actually have a lot of energy right now in my 30s, and not just physical energy, but mental energy as well. So I could go through long days of like reading, analyzing, like writing copy, thinking, strategizing, talking to my team, leading. I can do a lot of that. Podcasting, talking to my friends, cooking for my husband, watching a show and analyzing it with my husband. So I can do all of that and I don't feel burnt out. My focus also sharpens if I have good sleep. And because of that, my business decisions naturally improve. I become more creative, less reactive. And the other side of that is my mental health, right? Like starting my day with some sort of mindfulness also helped me just like breathe better and become a better leader, become a better person in general. And that also contributes a lot in your health. So your health, you have to remember that in your 30s, your health is the foundation that your ambition stands on. In your 30s, you're much wiser. You've learned, hopefully, from your mistakes in your 20s. And so I would say as early as you can, even if you're like 19 years old right now listening to this podcast, start protecting your sleep, start improving the quality of your sleep, drinking magnesium glycinate, drinking deep slow release melatonin if you find it hard to fall asleep or stay asleep, and getting sun, training your body to follow a circadian rhythm. So you can Google this and like ChatGPT it, but yeah, improve your sleep and pay attention to your health. So keep moving, keep exercising, lift weights, very, very important. And try to be better at your diet. You know, you don't have to give up like chocolate cake or alcohol completely, but prioritize protein, eat less carbs, less sugar, and just pay a little bit more attention, because once you start eating better as well, you're going to feel better. And then that's going to continuously feel rewarding. So you actually don't need to eventually force yourself to eat healthy. You just try a lot of different types of healthy food and see which ones you like. And so pay attention to your health. Health is definitely leverage on how you can make the most out of your 20s and 30s. So think about that. I also realized that in my 30s, and this is point number two, I paid more attention to refinement over FOMO or fear of missing out. So in my 20s, I wanted to try everything. I wanted to, for my ego, try a lot of niches. I wanted to try every course, every idea. I want to show myself that I can do everything. But your 30s will actually teach you the magic of refinement, of focus, of feeling proud that you're good at one thing, knowing what you're actually good at, focusing on that, giving you that dopamine hit of, oh my gosh, this is actually my strength. So what actually brings in the money, you'll realize, is what you are the best at. And oftentimes you take a while to kind of realize this, and sometimes it could take your entire 20s to really like realize and look back and think, oh my God, why have I been doing 10 things when I'm good at this one thing? And that focus will be your cash cow. Let me tell you, that will be your cash cow. So I have an outsourcing company right now. We're making good money. We make 7 figures, and it has given me a very comfortable life. And because of that, it has also given me security, help out my family. I can donate to charity, invest in a lot of things to even accelerate retirement. And my husband is doing the same with his business as well. And so ask yourself, what actually works for me, my business, and my peace? And for me, I realized it was outsourcing. So I do still have physical businesses and I have other investments. But my main focus is this. This is what I'm good at. This contains the strengths that I also continue to exercise and improve, which is like marketing, copywriting, connecting with people. And I really enjoy that. So your 20s could be a lot of experimenting, but try to be more mindful. Even if you experiment on different things, I'm sure you have an idea what you're good at and or what you like doing. So be more mindful about that and always think that your 30s, you're going to pick one or two things, preferably one thing that you're really good at, and that's going to bring you access, it's going to bring you money, it's going to bring you growth, and you're going to be surprised that you don't have to do so many things to achieve that. So also my advice to entrepreneurs, pick one business model, pick one offer, pick one channel, And then that's how your income stabilizes. So for me, it's my outsourcing company. My offer is a subscription offer, and it's a high ticket subscription because we charge between $700 to $2,995 a month. And one channel for now, most of our clients are coming from referrals and affiliates, and also kind of my Facebook following. So I've just by following this super basic formula, I am 100% sure I will never be hungry. I will never run out of clients, and I feel a lot of stability in my income. And so I didn't know this, you know, when I was in my 20s, I didn't know this would happen in my 30s, but now it's happening. And looking back, that is my big learning, and that is the big lesson that I wanted to share with you guys. So your energy definitely multiplies, and there's also a lot of peace that comes with focus. So refinement over FOMO. I know you're so talented. I know you're so smart. You can do a lot of things and you can sell a lot of things. And sometimes that is also thing that comes with a sales ego, which a lot of you might have, like, hey, I'm so good at marketing and sales, I can sell anything. Watch me, right? So it's just pure ego. So drop that and just focus on refining where you make your money, how you make your money, and how much peace you get from making that money. All right. So point number three, wealth actually gets easier when you simplify. So let's talk about, I want to share about my experience in real estate. So I've been investing in real estate since I was 22, and I actually own different types of real estate. I have a 3-bedroom residential house for long-term rent. I have multiple condos. I have studios, 1-bedroom, 2-bedroom, and there is vacation or like a beach area property. There's a 5-star condo property. There's like a 4-star condo property. So there's like different things. I also own parking lots. I also own mausoleum, memorial lots. So I definitely didn't simplify. So the lesson is I learned which ones are my best investments and which investments fit into my life, my ideal lifestyle. And now I'm just going to continue investing on that one thing. So money grows actually when you stop complicating things. Same thing with my other investments. I used to invest in different types of vehicles. I mean, don't get me wrong, it's good to diversify, but remember that don't complicate it. So wealth gets easier when you simplify. You don't need 60 income streams. You need a few things that actually work pretty well and hedge against each other to keep your money safe and to keep you safe financially if one investment vehicle fails. So, build systems and protect your margins for your business, and then use that extra money to invest, make it consistent. So, consistency is also born out of simplification. So, that's another thing that you can think about. How can I save more consistently? How can I set aside a portion of my income more consistently? Consistency really, really helps because, as you guys already know, money compounds, wealth compounds, and that's where the magic is. So if you're in your 20s, remember that the goal isn't to look successful, it's to be sustainable. So once again, ego is a thing that you have to fight because in the past, I had this ego of, oh, I own so many different things and I own this and that and I own this and that. And it made me feel good, made me feel like a boss, it made me feel like a badass. But I'm no Warren Buffett. You know, even Warren Buffett has simplified the way that he is investing. And so I realized that it was just all ego and it wasn't sustainable. So I slowly sold my investments. And until now, I'm still trying to sell some of them. But thankfully, most of them increased their value and I don't really need the money. So I'm not rushing to sell it. So from your 20s to your 30s, wealth gets easier. The key is simplification. So, speaking of simplification, you're not just going to do that in your life, in your health, and in your money. You're actually also going to do it in the quality of your relationships. So, in your 20s, you collect people. In your 30s, you curate them. So, this is one of the things that my bestie and I, Kate Buck Jr., talk about that. Since we turned 30, we've gotten more confident with ourselves, with what we want, and also with what we want from people around us. So when I turned 30, or now in my 30s, I'm quicker to kind of just let go, not necessarily burn bridges, but slowly fade away from relationships that are not contributing to my growth, or worse, that are actually hurting my growth or my mental health. For people who have been emotionally abusive, even financially abusive, I got betrayed by employees, business partners. Like in the past, it would really hurt me and I would ruminate. But now I realize, you know what? I'm just curating the people who can be around me, who deserve my energy, who deserve my love and my commitment, and the growth that I also put in their lives. In my 20s, I chased validation a little bit. I chased affiliation with certain people, but I realized looking back, I didn't really have a certain connection with them. So I'm going to make this simpler for you and I'm going to be a little bit vulnerable, but I befriended some rich and famous people just because they were rich and famous. But I realized that they also needed something from me and they just used me and like my wisdom, maybe my connection. There was something that they were just using me for, maybe for their own ego, right? And I realized that there actually wasn't, looking back, there actually wasn't any real connection between us. And so start measuring friendships not by years, but by energy return or the energy ROI that they give you. Do they make you feel good? Do they make you feel good about yourself when you're with them? So otherwise, just go to sleep instead of hanging out with them, investing in your sleep, another lesson, right? So I learned to ask myself this question: does this relationship help me become more of who I want to be? So build relationships that expand your peace, not just your social calendar. Even if you are in your 20s, be more mindful of this because the right people can really bring a lot of good into your life. All right. So, point number five. I hate this, actually. I hate this lesson, but it is very true, and I need to share it with you. You will actually learn that patience becomes your superpower. So when I was younger, I was very impatient. I wanted everything, chop chop, and I had so much energy, and I want things to be done a certain way. In my 30s, I learned to pause, to think, to consider other people. And I also learned that patience compounds, just like money. So I stopped panicking when things don't work out in a month. I stop pressuring people around me. It's just a matter of, is it a good fit or not? Either way, it's cool. You start to zoom out, you start to play the long game and just kind of observe and watch everything compound. Skills, capital, and confidence. Once again, the key word here is sustainability. And you realizing that being slow doesn't mean you're stuck. Sometimes you just need more information to make a decision. And sometimes you don't probably have to make a decision. You just could let things be. And the more that you accept that, the faster that you are, once again, are more mindful about that. If you start in your 20s, you will be more stoic and you will not stress out a lot in your 30s. So that's also another thing that I learned more as I entered my 30s, just plain stoicism. Also, it's probably not a coincidence that this is also the past few years that Ryan Holiday published a lot of books about stoicism. And I really appreciate that because he makes it easy for young people to understand stoicism instead of going straight to like Seneca or James Allen or something like that. So I love his books. I recommend that you start reading his books as well. Ego is the Enemy. And I think that was kind of my favorite. And he has other books that are pretty good for your gateway drug to stoicism. And let me tell you, stoicism and it's and like being detached with certain outcomes and being so confident in yourself and in your knowing and being content with who you are and your conscience and all the work you've done, that is a very good skill and mindset to have in your 30s. So If you can start that earlier in your 20s, that would be so much better. All right. Point number six, your 20s are your reps and your 30s are your rewards. So always remember that your 20s is a head start to your 30s. And even if you are listening to this podcast and you're in your 30s, think about the same thing for your 40s. And if you're in your 40s, think about the same thing for your 50s. Let me tell you, I meet a lot of 60-year-old people or people in their 60s that still have a lot of energy, physical energy and mental energy, and it's amazing to see. So life doesn't end because, I don't know, you see a few wrinkles here and there, or you found some cellulite in your thighs. Remember everything you're doing now, the late nights, the scary launches, the pivots, the learning, the tears, the connection, those are reps. These are kind of like gym sessions for your future self. I always tell my mentees that your 20s are your practice arena, so you have the capability and the space to mess up boldly. You have the space to take risks that you can recover from. You can even date the wrong people, wear the wrong outfits, and make a few business mistakes. So always remember, build relationships, learn platform, launch small things, and try things out, you know? Because when your 30s come, all those lessons turn into leverage. And now you know what works because you already lived the experiments. And also, not to be missed, learn from other people. Paying for mentorship is huge. And reading books, listening to people that are smarter than you, they just simplify your journey. And last is, I have become more joyous in my 30s. I have really explored joy. And I realize that joy, bliss, happiness, contentment, peace, these are the things that actually fuel my performance because it reflects how I think about myself and what my self-perspective is. And so in my 30s, I realized that I actually start building a life that's not just productive, but it's peaceful. It feels more me. I am suddenly not afraid to speak up on what I want and to be okay with the things that I want and not be embarrassed by my little quirks, my little hobbies. And joy became a part of my success metric. If you notice a lot of people in their 20s and 30s return to nature, as in buy a lot of plants and put it inside their house, and or like get a pet, or you know, they start caring for a pet or something like that, and or they are rekindling an old hobby, and so especially if they could afford it, right? Joy becomes really becomes a part of your success metrics. So you're going to realize that you're going to do a lot of things that don't really need to be monetized. These are just the things that feed your creativity. These are just the things that make your heart sing, like a morning walk, watching the sunrise, dinners with real friends, or a hobby, playing an instrument, learning a new language, things that give you like natural dopamine, things that you can do that make you happy without having to stare at a screen. And so your business or the way that you make money, you realize it's not your personality anymore. And it's actually your vehicle, and you can use it to live the life that you were building toward. And also, I would even argue that your 30s is actually the best time to really get to know what kind of partner you are. And I am so happy that I met my husband in my 30s. And I'm happy for people who also, of course, met their partners in their 20s, but that they have continuously committed to work on their relationship and make each other happy in their 30s. Because I feel like you change who you are decade after decade. I think it's not the same person. And with the wisdom and the wealth of relationships that I have in my 30s, it was easy for me to figure out what kind of partner I want to be and what kind of partner I also want for myself. And so that's something to look forward to for sure. In your 30s, life gets simpler because you get to actually focus on joy, and then you are more at peace with who you are. So if you're in your 20s, you don't need to wait for your 30s to do that. You can start, of course, in your 20s. So if you're in your 20s listening to this, trust me, the best is yet to come. And maybe, guys, 10 years from now, I will be recording another podcast on why my 40s is the best thing ever. So I'm not going to be surprised if that happens. I'm going to remember this day at this house and this moment 10 years ago where I recorded a podcast about my 30s and how amazing it is. So your 30s aren't about slowing down. They're also about leveling up with grace. And so speaking of level up, I want to take this opportunity to announce that I'm taking a season break for None of Your Business. I'm going to Asia for about 2 months with my husband. And I'm also working on something super exciting that I'm building with my team, which is a brand and a newsletter that helps people live a life of financial freedom, location freedom, and freedom from the opinions of others. We call it Rich and Remote. So you can join the waitlist, richandremote.com. And I will also launch a new podcast with my husband, Alex Booth, called Rich and Remote. We're going to talk about things that will help you build your business and improve your life and improve the relationships around you and living that rich life and that remote life. Remote life as in you're just working remotely, you can make money anywhere in the world, and it doesn't mean that you have to be alone and remote. But yeah, that's what we mean. I love the brand Rich and Remote. I'm so happy we are finally building this. Alex and I have been talking about this for a while. So yeah, anyway, take care of your health, focus on your work, love deeply, and keep growing. Because when you do, every year gets richer, not just in money, but in meaning. So if this podcast resonated with you, please share it with someone in their 20s who needs a reminder that life and business actually get better. Tag me on Instagram at Carla Stefan and tell me what you're most excited about to get better in your 30s. All right, keep in touch. I'll see you on our other podcast, Rich and Remote. You can sign up for the waitlist for our newsletter and podcast. We're super excited. It's going to be an amazing resource for everyone who's looking to grow their online business and live a life and live their lives according to their terms. Thank you so much, and I'll see you soon. So it's a wrap. To my entrepreneur friends, I hope that you found this episode interesting and enjoyable. I know I did. Big thanks to our sponsor, Proximity Outsourcing, for making this possible. If you need to outsource anything in your business so you can scale fast and easy, visit proximityoutsourcing.com and check out their solutions. If there's any topic that you want to request, feel free to reach out. I only have two conditions. You tell me why you find it interesting, and you promise it's not business talk. Find us on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, and YouTube, and leave us a comment or review because you're cool like that. This is your host, Carla, and thank you so much for joining me. Thank you for your interest in fun stories. Now we can get back to business. See you next week. And remember, everything here is none of your business.